suggested that we meet under a disused jetty by the river.
Disused yeti?
Hi, welcome to Disused Yeti. I'm Risa Romano.
My name's Ken.
It's Ken Cider, by the way. Ken Cider. Okay.
And my name's Warren. And this is Domino.
And this is Domino.
Who is going to bitch unendlessly about this. She's like, I don't want to be on camera. Stop it, Ken.
Actually kind of being surprisingly...
Yeah, she's kind of not bad.
She's growing used to me.
She's like, oh, it's this guy. He's going to do this again.
This is what I do all day with
my dad. But then, if you touch her belly... Oh, really? Wow. Oh, wow.
Thanks, Warren.
She's like, yes. Great. She's like, I'm going to take a shot at Ken.
We're having a lovely time. Perfectly marvelous time. And you're like, I'm going to ruin it. Exactly. Cat headbutted me. Thanks, Warren.
Yes. Well, there it is again.
There may be construction sounds. I'll try and cover it up if I can.
Is somebody moving in there? What's going on?
Yeah, somebody's moving in there.
Who's moving in there?
Believe it or not, another hair guy. Barber or something. Yeah.
Why? They just opened the barber place right down the street.
That's not to mention the fact that there's one catty corner, I never figured out which one, over there, and they've been there for like 20 years. Patrons has been over there for like 20 years. It's like, why would you start a, I don't know, I don't understand. But they're very nice guys. I want to make this well known. My neighbors are very nice guys.
And today we're talking about the Christmas special.
Oh, yeah.
We're not getting any of this. That's the point of these.
Yes!
Twice upon a time.
Oh, my. I was kind of disappointed that they didn't have something like Two Doctors Upon a Time or something. I don't know. I mean, you just kind of keep the thing going, you know, the title. Because, you know, there was a Two Doctors, there was a Three Doctors.
Oh!
You can't call this one the Two Doctors Again.
Or Two Doctors Again, yeah.
Okay. I was saying you can't call it that. And he's like, oh, no, that's great.
Okay. No, that's perfect. That's what you call it. Two Doctors Again.
The Two Other Doctors.
Yeah, I like Two Doctors Again.
The original Two Doctors was two and six, right?
Yeah, okay. That's weird. But so what did you guys, just overall?
I enjoyed it. I think I wanted something a bit more from it. But overall, I thought it was really good. I loved... what's his name as the first doctor?
Mm-hmm. Oh, David Bradley.
Yeah, I thought he was great.
Yeah,
I really liked the back and forth between the two of them, especially like over the sunglasses and stuff.
I love the thing with the sunglasses. Yes. After I hated
the
sunglasses.
We all hate the sunglasses.
Everybody hated the sunglasses.
Dude, was there anybody who liked them?
What did he call them? Like silly or something?
Sonic glasses.
No. I'm just saying. What did the first
doctor. Oh.
He called them, they look absurd or something like that. He said something like that.
Yeah. He pointed it out because that was how everybody felt. But then when he was in the sunglasses, I started busting up laughing and told those, never take those on. Because it just seems so wrong on the first time.
Yeah.
So I very much agree with what you're feeling like overall. And what I realized afterwards, after the fact, was that there was no bad guy. And I think that's what was bothering me. There was no real villain. There's Rusty, but Rusty wasn't really a bad guy. And then there was the testimony, but they weren't really bad guys.
Bad guys.
And that was kind of surprising about it, too. Because, you're expecting to be bad guys. 12 expecting to be bad guys. Like, oh, there's no evil plot. Right.
And Moffat, it's Moffat's last episode, and he's the king of, like, the big, crazy, the world's gonna end thing.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that.
Yeah.
Which, on the other hand, I do sort of appreciate. Because he could have gone way overboard. It's funny, though, because this is, like, the one episode where I was like, well, go ahead, do what you want.
Yeah.
Then he didn't.
Kitty!
Fuck, fuck.
Oh, stop. You're such a spaz.
You've got an upset before.
She's such a spaz.
Wow, she runs funny.
Yeah, she does run funny. She's like, no, not in front of the camera.
It was like her back part was starting to run faster than her front part.
Bill, I really liked Bill. I thought
Bill is great.
It was totally right for them to bring her back.
Yeah.
Even though it's not really her, it sort of is, but it's kind of nice. It didn't erase the ending,
which
I didn't like for her from the previous episode.
Right.
But I was happy that she was there in some capacity because I think that her energy gave the whole episode more energy. Because I think if it had just been the Doctors, yeah. as much as I love both of the Doctors, yeah. it would have been a little slow.
And even Nardal had a quick little thing. I thought he was fun. I like Nardal. Fuck you.
For 2 minutes.
I never really liked him. And even for 2 minutes, I just like, no.
I liked him.
Get away from me.
I thought the three of them were great together. You go to hell.
All right, I'm going to go to hell now. We'll see you guys.
After the recording.
You have nowhere to go.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
And the Clara thing didn't bother me.
I really liked the Clara thing.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was really good. Like, giving back the memories of her and everything.
If nothing else, at least now we're all, like, on the same page. Because I didn't understand what he did remember and didn't remember.
Right.
Because he still remembered, like, he remembered Rusty, and she was there for that. So he remembered other things. It was just there were gaps in it. Exactly. And now we have filled in the gaps.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I thought that worked well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all of my whining about the fact that she was going to come back was for nothing. She did it really well.
Did they, like, announce that she was going to come back?
People had seen her after she had left the show.
Okay.
It was sort of assumed. But they didn't technically announce.
So can we talk about the regeneration?
Yes, so let's talk about the regeneration.
Okay. So was it you who mentioned this? Why the fuck does the regeneration keep happening in the goddamn TARDIS?
I think I said
like destroying shit. It's like, Jesus Christ, you think?
Just go outside.
Go outside.
Like, especially like you were regenerating outside anyway. Just go back outside and finish it there.
Yeah, he was outside and went
in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. Like nothing would have happened.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. In the TARDIS, he fucks everything up.
Yeah.
And if I was TARDIS, I'd be fucking pissed off too. Like, no, get the fuck out. So go do that outside.
So you think that's what it is?
Doing that on purpose?
Huh?
Do you think the TARDIS was kicking out the Doctor on purpose?
It might have been like a reactionary thing, like, ow, fuck, get the fuck out.
Yeah. Again, I don't remember if it was you guys we were talking to about this or who it was, but I really hope it wasn't, oh, the Doctor's a girl now, let's kick her out.
That was me.
I hope it's not that. I really hope,
that would be
I really
terrible.
Hope they haven't gone that way.
I don't want the TARDIS and the Doctor to not get along.
No, yeah. That's worse than any other fight with any companion.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's talk about the regeneration. What did you guys think about the speech leading up
to I loved it.
Yeah, I did too.
Loved it. The always be kind, always running, all that.
I loved like his last few lines especially.
Yeah.
I thought were really good. Yeah. All the way into "And Doctor, I Let You Go."
Yeah.
I wasn't crazy about the name bit of it. I know why it was in
the
there.
Bit?
Yeah, when he was saying no one can know your name except for children. I felt like that started to go on a little bit long.
Yeah.
And I know it was in there because it was based on something that Peter Capaldi actually said.
Right.
Which is a sweet nod, but I'm not sure that that's going to hold up when you're watching it just does an episode.
And who, and who knows the same anyway?
Doesn't
well, somebody? Well, I imagine
you can never tell anyone your name. No one will know your name except for children. And then he goes off.
River Song knows it, right?
And well, that could be up for debate.
I thought that's how. Because I thought she used his name at one point.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing that doesn't add up. Because she says something to him, and Donna says, what did she say that you would suddenly trust her? And he said, my name.
Yeah.
But then in the wedding episode, when he supposedly tells her her name, that's not what he says to her. He says, look in my eye. So I don't know, unless they just, he also whispered his name, and we didn't see that part. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
So, I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, but I liked the actual regeneration. I liked the ring falling off the finger thing, which is a nice kind of homage back to the first Doctor regenerating into the second Doctor, which I didn't even catch. I read someone else had noted that.
I think I read that too.
Yeah.
And then
it was Jodie, and we've only seen 60 seconds.
Was it really 60 seconds?
I don't think it was actually 60 seconds. I think it was like 30.
And she was like screaming half the time.
Yeah. I did not understand what she said. I had to ask you.
I'm wondering if that's going to be a problem, actually. If the accent's going to be... I know people were having trouble with Bill, too.
I don't recall having any trouble with Bill. I did have trouble with Capaldi in that first episode.
there were a lot. He was very Scottish. I think they maybe kind of reined him in a little bit.
Yeah. The first episode, yeah, I had a lot of, like, what the hell is he saying? I just heard some titles on at one point.
Damn Scots.
They're very difficult to understand. Yeah. Like, when they just go off, like, oh, I'm sorry.
But, I mean, this could have been partially, like, you know, just all the noise in the background, the music, the effects and everything.
It might, when it kind of settles down. She is going to be Yorkshire, but again, they might do sort of, like, a restrained Yorkshire type thing with a lot of people who didn't know what she said, that first line.
Yeah. I thought she said, like, Aberdeen or something. I'm like, what?
Well, 10th Doctor's first line was Barcelona, so what?
Yeah, so that's why it made sense to me. Like, oh, okay, Aberdeen, okay. And then, like, I asked, like, what was she actually said? And you said, oh, brilliant, or whatever.
Yeah. Like,
oh, that makes more sense. And then I watched it a second time, and I heard it clearly.
Yeah, so. When you know what she's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I liked that. I do hope that the TARDIS wasn't, like, rejecting the Doctor because she was a female.
And I saw, literally, the day it aired, obviously, Christmas, the day it aired, I was seeing that. I was seeing people actually saying, what just happened there? What just happened? Is this a girl thing? Is this because she's a woman? And I saw a lot of people like complaining about that. So if that's something that they are, they need to enunciate exactly what was happening there.
Because it could be absolutely nothing. It could be the TARDIS knows something's wrong and is trying to save the Doctor. We have no idea.
Right.
But
maybe just the regeneration broke shit and it just got confused. And
I mean, we saw the crack going down the center of whatever that thing is that seems to make it work. They might be gearing us up for
thing?
The uppy downy thing.
Yeah. The uppy downy thing.
They might be gearing us up for a Pertwee type season where she's trapped without the TARDIS.
Not
ideal for me personally.
No.
Just because I don't want her first season to be stuck.
Yeah. Are we going to see a different TARDIS if, do we know?
They did a redesign.
A redesign? Okay.
So the TARDIS is going to be there at some point. Right. I just don't know how long it's going to take.
Right. Maybe an episode or two if she's lost without a TARDIS. I'm okay with that. Yeah. An episode.
For a couple episodes, it's fine.
And so,
the last thing we saw was her falling to, we don't know, presumably Earth, because it's always Earth, but maybe it's somewhere else.
But we don't know when on Earth.
And we don't know when on Earth, and they're going to make us wait.
March?
No, they're going to make us wait until sometime in the fall.
Oh God! It's the fall.
Yeah, that's what I've been.
Did we know that? I thought
there was speculation.
There was speculation.
Okay, because I thought I had heard March or something. I was like, oh, cool. March.
That would have been nice.
Yeah, that would have been great.
I think because all the changeover and stuff, they're giving themselves time. Which if they can,
and they're
going to
do less episodes too, right?
They're only going to be 10 episodes, and they're going to be a little bit longer.
But like instead of like 40 minutes, it'll be like 50 minutes or something. That doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I'm okay with that, as long as it's not as little as, like, 6 or 8.
Yeah, I guess.
No, it'll be longer than that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that's 10 plus a Christmas special.
I presume they'll still have the Christmas special.
Well, I don't want 10, like, here's 9 and then a Christmas special.
10
is,
that would be bad. Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, anyway. So, unless there was any other, like, last-burning things that anyone needed to say about...
I don't want to wait till fall.
I don't want to wait till fall.
Like, I'm super excited for her now.
Yeah.
I kind of am, too. Yeah, just seeing her in the TARDIS and just, you know, even with all of the crap that was going on, I was like, okay, all right, here we are. Now we're where we need to be. Let's see the rest.
I'm really going to miss Capaldi.
I am, too.
I love him.
I am, too.
I did have one other little thing.
Yes?
When Rusty first showed up before they revealed who it was, did anyone think it was Oswin?
No.
No.
Just me? I totally thought, because that was the Clara that I liked. I kind of wanted that to be how she was going to show up in it.
I gotcha.
Like, that would have been a twist.
Yeah.
I also thought that was what was happening at the end of, which is familiar, is I thought that they were going to, like, make the reveal that it was actually, like, she was from before, and Oswin, Clara became Oswin. After Missy put it in. So I always like kept waiting for Oswin to show up again.
That would have been interesting.
I needed to let it go.
Yeah. Wasn't there that weird thing where she jumped into the time stream or something and
and that's why she's freaking there everywhere.
Everywhere. So that would have been cool. That's okay.
Oh well.
Yeah.
It wasn't the story that they were telling, so.
Right.
We're looking very much forward to We've gone on for like 15 minutes now, so I should really stop this. But yeah, looking forward to the the new season.
Bye. Disused Yeti?